You're listening to the Concealed Advantage Podcast.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice? Tell me it's very nice.
Welcome back to Concealed Advantage. This is podcast number 10. That's right, we are on our 10th podcast. And I just want to say that I'm real glad that you've tuned in to listen to us today. Here's something I want you to think about. I want you to take your pistol out, make sure it's unloaded, safe, lock the slide back, open up the cylinder, take a look down the barrel, take a look down the chamber, or the chambers in your revolver. What do you see? Is that weapon clean? A weapon that is dirty to excess is a weapon that is likely to malfunction. So if that weapon's not clean, I want you to clean it today. Keep it ready. It may save your life. Who knows? It could even save mine. So, make sure that weapon's clean. I want to tell you, I did something new this week. Did something to enhance the training with Concealed Advantage, with our basic concealed carry course. Did something unique, different. I don't think anybody in the state has done it yet for their concealed carry course. Although, I have noticed that the Missouri Hunter Safety Course has been done this way. But we now have the three-hour legal block of Missouri concealed carry training that is available online. And it's pretty unique. Basically, that will credit you for 3 hours. There's 3 hours of audio lecture, plus there's testing and a short PowerPoint or a flash presentation that you watch, and there's notes you can download. But there's it credits you for 3 hours of basic concealed carry online legal training. This covers your legal block. And when you're done, you take the test, print off your test, it gives your score, and there's a certificate with your score. Print that off, bring it in, and that credits you for 3 hours of training. It's unique, and I've already got a few people that have tried this, and they'll be coming in this week to get the rest of their training. But anyway, we're excited about that. So the training is not any less or any different than what's done in the classroom. It's just it's more convenient. The student can do it at home in their own time. This is a bad economy, so people are trying to work and get as many hours as they can in at work. And a lot of people just don't have the time to come in and sit through an 8-hour class. Well, now you can do 3 hours of it at home, come in, do the remainder of the 5 hours of it with me, and get you certified, get you ready to go get your endorsement. So we're excited about that. We'll continue to update you on that and let you know how that goes. Hey, did you know this? Did you know that the number of people getting their concealed carry endorsement in Missouri is on the rise? When the sheriff's departments first started doing the fingerprinting and processing after the law first passed, they thought they would get bombarded with application and processing, but they didn't. It wasn't the big success that they thought it would be. The tide is turning. Things are changing. More people are getting their concealed carry, and I kind of wonder why that is. I mean, part of me wonders why it is. Part of me says it's common sense. People are getting it because they know that they're beginning to realize that in the age we live in, they've got to have it. They need it. And even if they don't need it, it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. So it's interesting to see that's on the rise. And I know a lot of instructors, they're getting more and more requests. Speaking of requests, if you live in the St. Louis area and you're looking for some training, check out Sherman Graves. You can get a hold of him at coppastl@yahoo.com. He's a good instructor up there. I really enjoy talking and conversing with him. Hey, are you ready for a great tip? I've got one for you. This is it. In our Concealed Advantage training classes, we talk about carrying having a self-defense bag or a self-defense purse. And I want to talk about an alternative to that right now. These bags would contain your extra magazines, ammunition, speed loaders, if you're diabetic, a chocolate bar, hard candy, flashlights, reading glasses, things of that nature. Things that you might need in a self-defense situation. The reading glasses, if you get up in the middle of the night and you don't have your glasses on, your contacts, or whatever, you can throw an extra pair of glasses in and have that ready to go. But instead of putting all this in a bag, a loose bag, consider a tactical vest with all these pockets and such. I'm not talking about the 511 concealed carry vest. I'm talking about the same kind of tactical vests that are designed for law enforcement. Now, that being said, those can be relatively expensive, but I want to tell you about where you can get a good vest at a good price right now. I don't work for them, but I come across this on my desk this week, and it's fabulous. I've got my order in for one right now. But Galls, G-A-L-L-S, Now, you won't find this online. You'll have to get a catalog. You can request the holiday catalog. You can call Galls at 800-477-7766. That's 800-477-7766. And ask for the holiday 2009 catalog. On page 145, they have four vests there, different styles and types of vest. And the one I would recommend is the XXTE308. Now, all four of these vests are normally $99.99. They have reduced the prices on these to $19.98. And these look like a fabulous vest. I cannot wait to get mine in, and I'll report on you how that works out for me. As a police officer, I'm on call at night, so I'm going to load mine up at night with everything that I need, my pistol and everything. If I get a call, I'll be able to throw the vest on, and I won't have to worry about getting in a uniform. I can throw on a pair of jeans and a t-shirt and have my badge attached to the front and whatever. I think it'll work out really well for me. If you get that Galls Holiday 2009 catalog and check out page 144 and 145, they've got the vest there. Okay, here is the quote of the week from Mr. Edward Abbey. I'm not too familiar with him, but I read this week and I like it. He said, "A patriot must always be ready to defend his country against his government." Well spoken, Mr. Abbey. Well spoken. Hey, I want to tell you about a website right now. If you haven't been there, you need to go there. If you're a Missouri resident with a concealed carry endorsement, you need to check this website out. Go to www.missouricarry.com. It's a good forum board there. They have some products for sale. But the forum discussions are very interesting, and I highly recommend it. You can learn a lot, meet a lot of new people there. That's www.missouricarry.com. Hey, I want to say one more thing here. Before you go out and find an instructor to take your concealed carry class, get one worth his salt, worth his grain. There's lots of guys out there. They advertise a lot of free stuff, get you a free mug, get you a free pen, a free hat, we'll feed you. Hey, that's all well and good. Make sure they know their stuff. If you can, I highly recommend you get an instructor with a law enforcement background, somebody who knows their stuff, somebody who has had to use force, somebody who has had to arrest people, gone on to the courtroom, testified, is familiar with the courtroom setting and the background, and is familiar with the tactics that lawyers will use on the stand. These kind of things can save your life. NRA instruction is good. Get somebody who has been in the courtroom at least. Try to do that. You will be all that much better for it. Hey, would you do me a favor? Would you go to the Concealed Advantage website? That's concealedadvantage.weebly.com. Go to the guest books. Leave a comment there. Tell me that you listened to the show or that you've been to the website. Just let me know you've been there. I'd really appreciate it. Also, there's another thing I'd like you to do. I'd like you to go to www.paulkirkman.com and check that out. That is my younger brother that's running for the Missouri State Representative for the 105th District. And after you get through checking him out, go to YouTube, put in Paul Kirkman, watch his videos. Do me a favor. If you can't support his campaign financially, at least support him. And by that I mean drop him an email at paulkirkman@gmail.com. Tell him you know about him and that you're offering him your prayers. Anyway, I want to say thanks for listening today. It's been a good show. Been real kind of quick and short, but that's all right. I had a lot of meat to this one. So anyway, thanks for listening. Remember, it's better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6, but the objective is to avoid both extremes. We'll see you next time.
This concludes the Concealed Advantage podcast. Be sure to check out concealedadvantage.weebly.com for information on the best concealed carry training in Southeast Missouri.